I'm Vermont Edition producer Sam Gale Rosen. This podcast has been edited for brevity, and we hope you like it.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Vermont Yankee, gone but not forgotten. Well, technically not gone either. The nuclear power plant ceased operating in 2014, but the decommissioning process can take as long as 60 years. As you no doubt remember, former Governor Peter Shumlin and others around the state have long been advocating for a shorter timeline. And the group that wants to buy Vermont Yankee, North Star Energy, has been promising one. Today we're going to catch up on where the sale stands, as well as some other issues cropping up around VY. We've asked Mike Fair to come back on for this segment. He's a reporter for VT Digger, for the Brattleboro-based weekly paper, The Commons, and for the Brattleboro Reformer. Mike, it's nice to have you back on the show.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So if we think of ourselves in this long timeline of Vermont Yankee, can you place where we are right now on that timeline? Put us in a little dot.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot short. I mean, if North Star is able to buy the plant, it's a lot shorter timeline than it used to be. And so right now, both the NRC and the State Public Utility Commission are deciding, you know, should North Star be able to buy this plant? And the NRC might be able to make a decision on that by the end of the year. It looks like the state's review will continue into early 2018, but that sale is supposed to be closed by the end of 2018. And assuming all that happens, decommissioning work would start almost immediately. And North Star says it could have most of the site cleaned up by as early as 2026.
You mentioned two different reviews that go into determining approval for the sale. And one is the federal government through the NRC, and one is the state. Can you explain why there are two different processes or decisions that need to be made for that?
Yeah. So the NRC, you know, has a very specialized role in this. They're looking at radiological contamination. And so they're actually deciding, can the NRC license at Vermont Yankee be transferred to North Star? The state is looking at, you know, should the sale happen? And they're looking at different things like site restoration, non-radiological site restoration, and long-term reuse. There is some overlap, though, because both the NRC and the state are trying to determine, does North Star have the financial wherewithal and the expertise to do what they say that they're going to do?
So, Mike, if both groups are looking at some different things, but also some of the same type of stuff with financials, is it a case where the sale has to be approved by both organizations, both groups, for it to go forward, or can the NRC overrule the state or vice versa?
No. It's my understanding that both the federal and state regulators have to sign off. If one of the two says no, it doesn't happen. And you know, something that I haven't been able to write much about, but is also true, is that North Star isn't necessarily locked into this deal. You know, they in fact have said, for instance, that if the state doesn't approve the site restoration standards as they have proposed them, they would have to think about whether or not they actually want to buy the plant. So, you know, I think right now, even though we're sort of progressing along this review process, there's a lot of unknowns. And it could be that at the end of this, believe it or not, that Entergy ends up with Vermont Yankee back on its plate.
The state has actually said it has concerns about North Star. And you mentioned that they're looking into financial considerations. And the state said earlier this summer, look, we're just concerned that North Star could declare bankruptcy and there would be a problem. And that should be something that's looked into as the approval for the sale gets determined. But the state of Vermont always had that same kind of concern over Entergy. So, I mean, what's different?
It's actually a really interesting dynamic, because now what you hear from some state officials, from some other observers, is, gee, we liked Entergy's balance sheet a lot better.
Because the irony.
Well, and you know, and North Star will admit they're not the size of Entergy. Entergy is a giant utility. North Star is not that. However, they do say that they're one of the biggest, if not the biggest, demolition contractors in the U.S. They've also put up various what they say are financial guarantees. There's a $125 million parent company guarantee that they've locked into this deal. They've got, you know, fixed price contracts, contingencies. But what it all comes down to is whether or not you as a regulator believe that Northstar has enough money and has done enough due diligence to follow through.
But Northstar is doing this at other nuclear plants as well, right? Can't we look to them and see how well it's doing and meeting what it anticipated were the costs?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I mean, they have worked on nuclear power plants, but they've never done anything like this. They've never taken ownership of a nuclear power plant and then taken essentially sole responsibility as the lead, as the owner and lead contractor to decommission it. In fact, that's never actually happened in the United States. There have been two license transfers to allow for decommissioning, but in neither of those cases did the decommissioning company actually take ownership of the plant. Hmm. So this is very much a new ground.
Why does Northstar want to do that in this case then? If they could, I mean, they're already, and we'll talk about this in a little while, but they're already working at Vermont Yankee on decommissioning. Hmm. Why do they want to buy it?
Well, I think what they see is a potential new business line. They've worked on really big fossil fuel plants. They've worked on small, they call them research reactors. But, you know, Vermont Yankee is not the only nuclear plant that's shutting down. There's Pilgrim in Massachusetts. There's Palisades in Michigan, also Entergy plants. And I think what Northstar is looking at here is, gee, This is a brand new, potentially very lucrative business line we can get into, because what we have to remember when you ask, like, why would anyone want these plants, is because there are really large decommissioning trust funds attached to each of them. I think Vermont Yankee's trust fund is somewhere under $600 million right now. I've heard that Pilgrim's in Massachusetts is something like $1 billion. And so if you can do the job for a certain amount and use the rest as profit, That could be a very lucrative business for Northstar.
And to try to alleviate some of those financial concerns that you were talking about, Northstar, as you said, has said they have sort of a contingency pool of money. I think it was, what, $128 million?
Well, there's various financial, I guess, guarantees that they've put out there. One is that they say there's a 10% contingency built into the Vermont Yankee job. So they've broken down that decommissioning project into something like 900 discrete elements. And for each of those, as I understand it, there's a set amount that they believe they'll have to draw from the trust fund, and then there's a 10% contingency built in. And what they have told the state is, look, if we mess up, it essentially means that the contingency is used and we don't draw profits. We have every motivation to do it right. But what the state is saying is, despite that, despite the $125 million guarantee from your parent company, we're not necessarily reassured that you won't find something you didn't anticipate and run out of money.
And not dip further into the decommissioning fund? I mean, isn't there some contingency built into that too?
No, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, it's pretty tight. And, you know, Northstar says it likes to operate that way. But, you know, that one of the issues is that we don't have a utility here. Northstar is not a utility. So If they would run over hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, they can't go back to their ratepayers and say, well, gee, we're just going to raise rates because we've got this issue in Vermont. Mm-hmm. They don't have that base to draw on. So that's, again, one of the concerns that folks have when they compare Northstar, say, to Entergy.
Again, listeners, if you have questions about Vermont Yankee, Mike Fayer has been doing a ton of reporting on this and really knows all the details. Mike, I don't know how you keep it all and all of the numbers in your head. It's pretty amazing. Bob is calling in from Rutland. Hi, Bob. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you. Yeah, we just wanted to ask your guest, of course, the sale of the Vermont Yankee to the Northstar Group has to be shown to be in the Vermont public's best interest. And, of course, what used to be the Public Service Board is now the Public Utility Commission, I understand, now the PUC. And they need to get, of course, like you were saying, a credit assessment from, of course, Northstar Group. And so far, it's my understanding, they've only received what's called a redacted assessment, credit assessment, you know, to the Public Utility Commission. So I didn't know if you might speak to that.
Mike?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. One disadvantage that I've been at, I try to read almost everything that gets filed with the PUC in this case, but it's a lot. There's just a lot of it. There's, I think, probably thousands of pages at this point. And so there's what's public, which is most of it, as I understand. There's what's redacted for the public but available to the Public Service Board and certain state agencies like the Public Service Department, and that I don't see. And then there's been this very super confidential stuff related to Northstar's detailed decommissioning planning that is at this whole other different level of confidentiality. If there's been a detailed assessment of Northstar's credit submitted to the state, I certainly haven't seen it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And I think I've seen reference to the issue you're talking about. There's been so much back and forth, though, about, you know, what Northstar is promising and what they're providing, that it's been hard for me to keep a handle on it all. And I would add that, you know, some of the very detailed, highly confidential decommissioning planning, Northstar has claimed that they've actually compared it to the secret formula for Coca-Cola, in that it's so valuable to them and also so complex that the average person, they say, wouldn't understand it. So if you're the Public Utility Commission, you have a tall task ahead of you to sort all this out. But as far as a direct answer to your question, I'm not sure how much detail the state has about Northstar's credit situation. But I know that they've seen documents that I haven't seen.
Do you have a sense yet, Mike, of what the likelihood is of the NRC and the PUC giving approval to this sale?
If I had to guess, and this is just, I mean, it's speculation based on, you know, talking to people and documents I've read and also talking with Northstar, I would guess that the NRC, I'd be shocked if they turned this down. I could be wrong, but I'd be shocked. I think, though, that a real issue with the state is going to be the site restoration standards there. You know, to what level does Northstar restore that site for reuse? And there's already dispute about that. And I think it's only going to intensify, and that might be the big issue in the state's consideration.
I'm Jane Lindholm. This is Vermont Edition, and today we're talking with reporter Mike Fair, who's done a lot of reporting on Vermont Yankee. We're getting an update on the twists and turns in this long-running story of Vermont's nuclear power plant, which went offline at the end of 2014. Mike, we were talking about site restoration, and the state has concerns about that. Northstar has a plan. Can you talk about where the daylight is between those two things?
Yeah, so it's important to remember, I think, that the NRC pretty much, they care about radiological decommissioning, and they'll release that site when they feel like that aspect of the cleanup is done. What the state is concerned about is long-term reuse and also removal of, you know, non-radiological contaminants and also the condition of the site. So one of the key things that I think is going to be an issue is they call it rubblization. And so Northstar has this plan to save money by crushing up, I think, I want to say roughly half of the concrete at Vermont Yankee. And they say this is concrete that is not contaminated, and essentially just burying it on site, using it as fill. And that's going to save them millions of dollars. But there are a lot of folks who say, well, you know, what does that do to the future of the site if it's essentially full of, you know, crushed concrete? Does that change the way the site could be reused? As a matter of fact, there's a meeting in Brattleboro coming up later this month where Northstar is supposed to speak specifically to that rubblization controversy. New England Coalition has been one of the groups that's very, very concerned about that. So I think, you know, whatever deal is finally struck with the state, if there is one, that's going to be a key component of it.
Is that different from what Entergy had proposed?
Yeah, I don't believe that Entergy had rubblization built into their plans. As a matter of fact, I think that, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think specifically there had been some provisions, you know, not allowing for that. Northstar will admit that they are proposing things that are a little bit different from what Entergy had planned. So it's a question of, can they reach some agreement with the state about it?
Northstar also, though, has a plan to really accelerate decommissioning, and that's been one of the most appealing parts of this potential sale to Northstar, and certainly something that many, many in the state of Vermont had been calling for once it was clear that that Vermont Yankee was going to stop operation. So, again, describe the timeline just for people who are trying to get themselves up to speed with this.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest argument that can be made in favor of Northstar's proposal is Entergy was putting that plant into what they call SafeStore, and that's a federal dormancy program that would have allowed them to take up to 60 years to finish cleaning up that site. So we're talking 2075. It's not necessarily true that they would have gone that long, but they could have. And, you know, Northstar's plan is we won't go any later than 2030. And possibly we'll get it done as early as 2026. So at the extreme, we're looking at what, something like a 50-year swing there. And that's so attractive to people who want to see something done with that site. And also people who, you know, want to see radiological contamination cleared out of there as much as possible and as quickly as possible.
Can they do that accelerated timeline without not cutting corners exactly, but without doing something like rubblization, which I have to say is my new favorite word? You know, like they're going to be things you have to weigh if you want to get it done more quickly, right? So is that the price you have to pay, or, you know, could they do it all?
Well, I mean, that's the pitch that Northstar is making. Look, we can do it quicker, but we've got to do it our way. And we've got to use, for instance, rubblization. We've got to do decontamination and site restoration work at the same time, which is not something that Entergy had proposed. You know, they say because they would be the owner and the decommissioning company, they could do things much more efficiently than Entergy does. But they're also proposing to do things in a different way. And as I noted before, in a way that arguably is unprecedented.
Let's go to Peter, who's calling in from Brattleboro. Hi, Peter. Go right ahead.
Mr. Fayer, I think what you failed to mention in terms of the rubblization is that the real worry is not that it's going to be just broken up concrete, but it might also be broken up radioactive concrete. Now, the International Atomic Energy Commission calls that when it's buried 4 feet underground, which is what they're going to do, near surface disposal. And it's a recognized way of getting rid of the radioactive concrete. And that's just all I was going to point out.
Peter, thanks. Mike, you want to expound?
No, that's a very good point. And I you know, that is a key question here is, can Northstar adequately characterize that concrete to such an extent that it is, quote-unquote, safe for disposal on the site? In fact, I was just reading some state documents this morning that called that very thing into question. Have they adequately budgeted for and have they planned for characterization methods that will allow them to do that? There are some folks who believe strongly that they can't, and that the only right thing to do is to take every ounce of concrete off of that site and dispose of it down in Texas. And again, that's something that the State Public Utility Commission is going to have to weigh.
You've also been looking into and writing about, Mike, different constituencies that would like to have a say in what happens to the site, and namely some native Vermonters who say this is a really important site and we want to be involved in that site remediation and restoration.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been saying Abenaki tribe, but I'm going to follow your pronunciation, Jane.
Well, we once did a show with a native speaker who said the correct pronunciation is Abenaki. But if you are Abenaki, we're happy to hear how you say it, too. But go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll follow your lead and say the Abenaki tribe, based here in Windham County, they have taken a very active role in the state's review of the Vermont Yankee sale. They're interveners. And they have recently filed some very interesting testimony in which they said, we don't believe that Native American interests have ever been adequately represented in Vermont Yankee, going back to when it was built and since. And we believe that going forward, given that we're looking at decommissioning large amounts of excavation, we want to have a voice. And we want especially to oversee the excavation work to see if you're turning up archaeological sites that hadn't been found previously.
And North Star has said, yes, we'll talk to you. We're interested in doing this. I mean, we still have to do our work, but they've been receptive to that idea?
They're absolutely receptive. I recently wrote a story that they've set up a meeting, I believe it's later this month in Brattleboro, where they're going to talk about this. But, you know, I was talking with the CEO of North Star, and he's very careful to not commit to a formal agreement with the tribe because, in his words, there's a balance that needs to be struck. He wants to see that their interests are represented. On the other hand, he's a businessman who's probably not interested in having someone watch every shovelful of dirt that's turned at Vermont Yankee. But one of the things that I learned in reporting that story that I had no idea about was I found an NRC report. Actually, the tribe pointed it out first from 2007 that said that when this plant was built in the late 60s and early 70s, there was no formal archaeological survey done. And that astounded me.
Wow. Was that was legal at the time then?
I suppose so. I mean, I do know, you know, obviously regulations 50 years ago were not what they are now. You know, the NRC report noted that there was some digging done, but they had no documentation of what may or may not have been found. And the tribe points out that that whole area, including across the river in Hinsdale, New Hampshire, is well established as a sort of a their homeland. So it could be that there's archaeological sites at Vermont Yankee. The question, too, is whether decommissioning necessarily would disturb those.
A couple other things we should talk about, Mike. One is North Star actually already has people on the ground at the plant under a pre-closing contract. What exactly are they doing?
Yeah, they're doing some engineering work, some basically prep work, as I understand it. And what this is a separate contract that they've got with Entergy to do this work. And they say that, you know, most of this would be work that needs to be done regardless of who does the decommissioning. The catch for North Star is that they say that if they do get this decommissioning job, that doing this work now will save them something like $12 million later on. And it's everything from designing specialty tools to engineering for the reactor segmentation to reconfiguring a rail spur that's on the site.
CJ in Mansfield wants to know, why is it so essential for Entergy to sell the plant? Why can't Entergy just hire North Star to do this faster, cheaper cleanup without Entergy skipping out on responsibility for the plant? Specific justification is necessary on this question. So, I mean, if North Star is already doing this work and they can do it well and, you know, Entergy can hire them to do this work the same way that North Star has been doing this at other nuclear power plants, you know, can you just, again, come back to this for CJ and the rest of us? Why?
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that is clear to me, this may be viewed as an oversimplification by Entergy, but Entergy doesn't want this plant. They want nothing to do with this plant. They're not a decommissioning company. They're a utility. And they've never done a decommissioning. So if they can find a way to unload this and unload, you know, there are other plants that are going to shut down. It makes total business sense for them to do it. I'm not saying that I'm advocating for that, but that's, I think, definitely their rationale. And, you know, that the question of why Entergy couldn't just hire North Star came up very early on. And the justification that I've seen for that from North Star is, look, if we're not the owners, we can't have total and complete control over every aspect of this job. And it's that total and complete control that allows us to do it faster and do it cheaper for a variety of reasons. And again, I'm always trying to strike this balance. That is what the NRC and the Public Utility Commission have to decide.
All right. So another thing that's been happening in the meantime is that Entergy got approval to reduce the secure zone or the protected area around Vermont Yankee by quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right. They're currently moving all the spent fuel there. It's a very radioactive material out of a cooling pool in the reactor building into sealed casks. And it will stay in those casks, I say indefinitely, because we just don't know ultimately when the federal government will come get it. It's it's their statutory responsibility to take care of this stuff, but no one knows where it will go. So in conjunction with that, once that fuel is all on in these casks on two concrete pads, that's really the only high security area that Vermont Yankee needs. And so they successfully have petitioned the state to downsize the protected area to, I think it's over 10 acres now, and it'll be a little over an acre when they're done. And they say that this will save them, I think, $1.2 million a month, mostly in security costs. And this would be implemented toward the end of next year when they have all the fuel moved on to these pads.
Mike, do you just think Vermont Yankee all the time? Is this like if I went out to dinner with you, all we'd talk about is Vermont Yankee? When you're, you know, going to bed at night, Vermont Yankee is swirling around in your head.
I wake up thinking about spent fuel assemblies,
right.
And I try not to. My wife, I don't think, would appreciate that. So,
well, I appreciate your knowledge. I appreciate you sharing it with us, and appreciate your reporting on the subject. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much.